This week, Governor Bill Walker released his version of next year's budget, and Girdwood contracted with Whittier for police protection. But as Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the seemingly unrelated events may give insight into changes to come for law enforcement in other parts of the state.
On Wednesday, the city of Anchorage finalized a 3-year contract with the tiny city of Whittier to provide police officers for Girdwood. The ski resort town is Anchorage's southernmost suburb and until recently was policed by Alaska State Troopers. Girdwood was left without law enforcement when the trooper post there closed this summer, so a Girdwood Public Safety Committee hammered out the cop-sharing scheme with Whittier, paid for by Girdwood taxpayers. Chair Sam Daniel.
To my knowledge, this relationship has not existed anywhere else in Alaska that I know of. But in these times of fiscal restraint, may end up being a trend if the troopers keep having their budget cut.
Daniel says the cooperative policing arrangement may be a first, but it may not be the last. Alaska State Trooper Director Colonel James Cockrell says the troopers' division faces a budget decrease next year.
We're at a breaking point right now, providing the amount of services that we're required to do statewide, and we're not meeting those core functions of our division. And we're struggling to keep up with the calls in the Matsu Valley, the YK Delta, with all the sexual assaults and domestic violence. We're not keeping up with that. And then you look at our Fairbanks area and elsewhere in the state, we're not keeping up with the amount of calls.
If the governor's budget passes, it will mean the trooper division has absorbed $10 million in budget cuts over 3 years. Cockrell says the end result is a reduction in trooper manpower.
We've lost 32 trooper positions in 2 years. No time in the history of the Alaska State Troopers have we lost that many positions in such short time.
Cockrell says the Girdwood post was closed because reductions in manpower forced the trooper division to redeploy the Girdwood troopers to the Kenai Peninsula cities of Seward and Soldotna. Governor Walker's proposed fiscal year 2018 budget has a little more money in it for the Public Safety Department, but the boost is misleading because the increase is restricted to use by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Alaska leads the nation in sexual assault and domestic violence per capita. Cockrell says his division has to balance fewer troopers with an escalation in the amount of calls the division gets.
If you look at crime in Alaska, it's on an uptick. And not even the small crimes, but the seriousness of the crimes are climbing. And our assaults on our police officers are growing. And we're asking our troopers to go and handle domestic violences with one person. There's no other police department in the United States that would only send one police officer to an ongoing domestic violence, and we do that routinely. We routinely go out to the villages to handle gun calls with one or two troopers. Anywhere else in the country, they would send a SWAT team. We're doing it with two troopers.
With a state legislature bent on further budget reductions, yet offering little in the way of solutions, Cockrell says there are bound to be further trooper post shutdowns. Talkeetna's post has already closed, while Haines's is slated to lose one trooper position. As to further changes on the horizon, Cockrell says the troopers are primarily charged with service to Alaska's outlying areas, not to its cities.
I think at some point in time, that's going to have to be looked at, just like we're trying to get out of the municipality of Anchorage where they have police powers, is to move the troopers out of urban areas and just focus on our rural areas where we have a long tradition of providing police services.
He says some organized boroughs are getting trooper enforcement for free, and that may have to end. He points specifically to the Matanuska-Susitna borough, an area the size of West Virginia with no law enforcement beyond the small city police forces in Palmer and Wasilla. Cockrell says the Matsu is now an urban area, and if it wants more law enforcement, residents there may have to find a way to start paying for it. I'm Ellen Lockyer.